Hello. If you caught the title, it says a touchy topic. And yes, it is very much related to the book that I've been covering for the past few episodes or videos. What am I talking about? And maybe you're new. I've been covering the 5 love languages in Dr. Gary Chapman's book. A good book, and yes, I recommend it. However, it brought up some interesting topics that I thought it might be worth sharing, especially in relation to the goal of my site. Christianity Explained was designed with the idea of sharing biblical principles and ideas to help you Christian walk, and it's also about helping with a lot of inner healing, which is something I'm very familiar with. So that, my friend, is the intro and everything. Why did I, now you might be thinking, okay, was the title a touchy topic, a clickbait? No, actually, I actually meant it, because when I was reviewing the chapter and I knew I was coming up to it, the topic of physical touch as a love language was kind of a little challenging. That's not because I'm opposed to the idea. It's more like I'm aware, I'm a little more sensitive to some of the not-so-good things. And I'm going to get to that part later. First, I want to bring up the part that Dr. Gary Chapman is talking about. First, I'm overdoing the first. Number one, yes, as human beings, we do generally appreciate hugs and affection, all that thing from the ones that we love and who cares about us. Yes, and I've heard many times the reports of how babies love it and they thrive when a loved one is holding them up and taking care of them like that, as opposed to the baby who never touched to anything. And it is beneficial in a lot of ways when it's done in the proper fashion. I know that. When I first heard about physical touch, I was a little hesitant, and for good reason. You'll find out soon enough. And then it's because I am aware of the abuses and the hurt that can come with it. But here's the thing to know. For me, my love language is quality time. No problem. It means a lot. It's a hug, while I know it's appreciated, hugs them. It is a value to me, but for someone whose love language is physical touch, especially appropriate hugs, it means a lot more. So when I suffered some very nasty physical abuse back a long time ago, it was like 40 years ago, I think. Yeah, that long ago. It hurt me a lot. The humiliation, the pain. I probably was not in a position to want to receive hugs at that time. I wasn't sure of how to respond or what. And my love language is not touch. But if that had happened to somebody else, the wound and the pain and the humiliation would have been a lot greater. I happen to be aware of that sort of stuff. So I could easily imagine it probably a little challenging. So how? How do you help your loved one? As I pointed out in the blog post, and it's been pointed out probably all over the place if you do some research, is you let your spouse tell you, especially when it comes to touch. Ask her, especially if she, if her love language is physical touch, ask her, do you want a hug? Do you want, what can I do for you? And let her tell you. I'll tell you this, that can be a lot more greatly received than the person, than somebody who just said, oh, I'm just going to do whatever. Dude, that, if that person suffers abuse, guess what? You're not doing them a favor. So think and ask. That can be the most honoring and most powerful thing you can do. And this is also true if you are a hugger and you like receiving and giving. Guess what? You still need to ask. And that has been the central theme in every chapter I've read from him, from Dr. Gary Chapman, and myself, and others. Talk and be willing to listen. Now, you might be thinking, especially since you don't know me, that what kind of abuse could this guy have gotten? This was pretty nasty. In fact, I wrote a book. If I remember, I'll put a link in the description. If this is on the YouTube, dude, it's already on there. For the podcast, I'll include one. Guess what? It left me feeling very emotionally numb and hurting inside. I felt a sense of shame, condemnation, all kinds of stuff. And it wasn't easy. But thankfully, my Father in heaven, God, had blessed me with some friends who I could talk with when I had gone on to college. Yeah, oh, that's a great way to start college. That opened the door for what would come later. And yes, I give thanks to God for blessing me with that, because it really is what helped. And yes, I do know what some are going to say. Wait for it. Here comes the next part. It really does help if you talk with one of two people who really are the best choice of help. Yeah. Personally, in my case, I talked with my Father in heaven. I talked with the Lord about it. And I had to learn to listen and receive what he's telling me. And yes, the Lord has directed me to counselors or social workers, people who I could talk with and who could be effective in the way they guided me and helped me. Of course, it helped to get the right counselors that will guide you in the right way. And I'm definitely a fan of praying for God to direct you to the right person. But guess what? Both of that helps a lot. Here's the next step. And some of you, may, depending on where you are, may not like this. Yeah. I had to forgive the guys who did this to me. I had to forgive them. I had to say, Father, and Jesus did help me because I was not thinking, and nobody told me, Mary, you need to forgive these horrendous people. No one told me that. I just sensed and felt a need, and it was a few years later that it happened. I felt a need to say, Father, I forgive them. I forgive the individual. And I'll tell you, I was in a lot of pain when I was saying it. It was not easy. But guess what? I was saying no. I was not only saying no to the pain, the bitterness, and the anger, all that thing. But I was also saying yes to the healing. I was saying yes and letting the Lord come and heal my heart. It didn't happen overnight. It took time. And I can tell you, the Lord can do that for you too. Be not afraid. And that's the other thing. I'll repeat a lot of time in my blog post. You're not alone. You're not alone in this. The world is around you. And I just chose you to what I just, the story I just told you. That's why the Lord blessed me, because he knew I needed to have others around me. Now here comes the next part. Unless you're one of the religious type who have difficulty with it, it's going to be a little challenging depending on where you are, but no. It's called forgive yourself. You see, yes, I already forgave the ones who hurt me, but yet I'm walking around beating the crap out of myself and hurting me and not letting the healing in. Well, I'm not greater than Jesus. My shame and condemnation, that's what I was feeling, isn't better, stronger than him. No, he's the strong man. Those two were the wimp. In fact, Jesus came, according to Isaiah 61, verse 1, he came to set the captive free and to free the prisoners from their prison. And he came to pay the price for our sin so that we would receive healing. And in my case, I needed healing and to be set free from the condemnation I felt inside, even though I didn't do anything to deserve it. And yes, sometimes that's the other thing. Wicked people will do things just because you're alive. They don't care. So that's why it's important. Stop blaming yourself. Forgive. And yeah, I know about the religious type. Not a fan of them. I want to encourage you to not be afraid to talk with the Lord about it and receive healing. And it will free you up to receive hugs and kisses and all that. It will free you up so that you can. And if you do know someone who's hurting, don't rush it, don't push. Ask the Lord for guidance and instruction. And ask them, can I touch you? Can I? All right? That itself can be a very powerful tool to help with the healing. Yeah. All right. Sorry, this wasn't the most exciting, but I wanted to be fulfill my commitment to finish doing all 5 love languages. I wanted to finish that and have the personal satisfaction of knowing that I got it done. I'm going to move on to other materials that'll be of help. And yes, you're going to probably run into the theme of forgiveness, healing, releasing from bitterness, learning about discernment, all those other fun things. That's why I love to hear from you guys. If you can leave a comment where appropriate or what have you, you know. And please feel free. I would love it if you like the video or like the episode podcast, because that will do couple of things. Not only tells me, hey, somebody likes and appreciates your work, that it'll do that, right? But more importantly, it will also tell the algorithm that, hey, this is worthwhile material. Others may like this too and be of value. So, yes, that's where the like is. And if you want to get more content like this, I'd love it if you subscribe to the YouTube channel or the podcast where you're listening to this in. All right. Thank you for your time. Hope you have a blessed day. See you when I see you.